Washington, 12 noon. Bill Sharon will be at the Grey Horse Tavern in Bayport, 1 p.m. Crystal Zigarello and friends will be at the Sandcastle, Cherry Grove, Fire Island, 10 a.m. Jerry Douglas will be at the Blue Note Manhattan for two shows, 8 and 10:30. Santo and Billy will be at Big Daddy's Massapequa, 6 p.m. Soul Junkies Reggae Party will be at the Slappy Tuna in Montauk, 2 p.m. Your billboard for Monday, June 10th. Diggy Betts will be at City Winery, 8 p.m. Your billboard for Tuesday, June 11th. Wake Owl will be at the Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 2, 9 p.m. Reggae Beach Party with Next Level at Dublin Deck in Patchogue. Buster Poindexter will be at the Cutting Room, New York City, 8 p.m. Looking ahead to Wednesday, June 12th. American Bombshells will be at the VA Medical Center in Northport, 6:30. Dropkick Murphys will be at the Paramount in Huntington Village, 8 p.m.
Tune in throughout the day, each day, to hear Concert Billboard on the air or see it at the WUSB website at wusb.fm/CBB. It's a service of WUSB Stony Brook.
And you're listening to radio station WUSB Stony Brook, where the time is just about 6:01 time once again for Off the Wall. Thank you. Wikipedia a wonderful thing, Kyle?
Yes, it is.
So we were just debating some things and looking it up on Wikipedia and proving who's right and who's wrong and how facts can be changed. Good evening. It's Off the Wall time. Emmanuel Goldstein here and Kyle over there.
Yes, I'm here. Am I not?
Yes. Well, you seem to be mostly in the left channel. Try talking again.
Well, I'd like to be center or mid.
You see that? You're in the left channel more than more than anything else. I'm in both channels.
Should I hit the microphone?
Well, that's how you fix things around here.
I'll hit it. Can I give it a good...
I wouldn't hit it that hard.
All right, well,
I mean,
sure
you're standing up.
Hot.
You're about to really deck the thing.
Oh.
Just tap it a little bit, you know, like you're disciplining a puppy. No, don't do that to puppies. Well, no, that's too hard.
Good? Better?
Hang on. Let me cut the theme for a second. All right,
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello.
You see what's happening here? Okay,
that's terrible.
Let me try. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. You see how
Yours
I do
is
it?
Great.
Yeah, left and right. Now you try that.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
No, you're not doing it right.
You're only getting
the left channel, Kyle. Do it like I'm doing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Left and right. Go ahead.
Testing 1, 2.
What, am I speaking Swahili or something? No, you're only getting the left channel, a little bit of the right channel.
I don't know how to throw. Do I have to throw my voice? Is that it?
Do I have to teach you how to speak in two channels? This is ridiculous.
All right.
You can just come over here and use this microphone if you have to. I mean,
No, I like this microphone.
Yeah, but it doesn't like you,
Maybe
apparently.
Maybe if I play with the connection?
Okay,
does that put horrible static noise
No,
out?
It doesn't. No more than usual.
Is there a balance? You got balance up there? You got a big mixer there.
Yeah, but the mixer, you're saying for this one channel over here? No, that wouldn't pertain. It would have to be in the connection somewhere.
Well.
Or the microphone itself. Could be one of these leftist microphones.
Perhaps the university took the right channel.
Now, let's not blame the university for anything more. We blamed for everything last week. And this week, the temperature is much better.
So, yes.
So I guess that's what you have to do.
I'm impressed.
But as you can see, there are still some war casualties in the studio that we have to repair and console and things like that. Yeah, so had enough rain this week. This was... Pretty interesting week for precipitation. We had a tropical storm roll through.
Yes, it's been a bit damp out.
Mm-hmm. They had a tropical storm. Andrea, was it? The first one of the year.
Andrea.
Yeah. Was it Andrea? Like, there's a certain pronunciation. It's spelled the same way. But that dumped a whole lot of rain on us. And then yesterday we had more rain that was completely unrelated. And this afternoon, hey, what a good idea. Let's have another rainstorm. And I think we're getting rain tomorrow too, or maybe Thursday.
It's pleasant.
What's pleasant are thunderstorms, and we don't have enough of those. And I'm hoping that we get some real heavy kinds that scare you, you know?
Well, I'm no stranger to the rain. The thunder is a bit different, but
Coming from Seattle, yes, you do have a lot of rain.
I was taken aback, though, that we didn't have louder thunder for some of the bolts and lightning flashes that I saw. It was sort of slow rumbles.
Yeah, yeah. Not too many of them, either. Well, we got so much mail last week when we were basically bitching the whole hour. All sorts of different things, but we got a lot of mail, but unfortunately I forgot to print any of it out and bring it here.
Nice.
Well, because we were late and I was flustered, but I promise, I'll print it out and read it next week unless the same thing happens.
Real professional.
Yeah, I know it happens. we have other things to talk about though. All sorts of things going on in the news and
we do appreciate when people write to otw@2600.com.
Sometimes it catches us by surprise and we don't know what to do and that's what happens. We were watching earlier what's going on in Istanbul in Turkey. CNN basically devoted their entire day to covering it, and it's been really riveting and fascinating.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, just and it reminds me so much of things that have happened in so many other places, things like the Occupy movement.
Yes.
And Zuccotti Park and all that. This taking place in Taksim Square in Istanbul. It started out as basically people objecting to a park being demolished and turned into something much, much bigger, and right now people are fighting the police. The thing that's different, and we were noticing this before, people actually do fight back during these demonstrations. So you had police basically firing water cannons at people and lobbing tear gas at them and stun grenades. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, stun grenades.
Not nice.
That's everything that the police have. as well as all of their shields and helmets. Yeah. But I really like that it's a fair fight.
Well, the demonstrators fight back. Yeah, they throw Molotov cocktails.
But that's so much better than a bunch of bloodshed.
Well, I mean, there is some bloodshed, but it's not firing live artillery in either direction, at least not yet.
Yeah.
And basically what happens is people this drags on for quite some time. The demonstrators, after the police withdrew, and yes, they do withdraw sometimes, they were shooting off fireworks. So you saw this fireworks display. It took place right after the cops left.
Yes.
Then they started using the fireworks as sort of a weapon themselves, aiming at the cops, which was interesting.
Oh, I love the tools. Like, okay, fireworks, check. Respirator, check. Flares, check. Lasers. Saw some great use of lasers blinding the water truck, cannon truck drivers.
Yeah.
And people shooting tear gas were getting lased in the face with green lasers.
Well, that's not funny. No, pointing lasers in somebody's eyes.
Well, they're not blue light lasers. At least they're green, but green lasers can be pretty dangerous too.
Yeah. It's mayhem over there right now. No one knows how it's going to go. The leader of Turkey is promising to clamp down even more, saying that the demonstrations are illegal. It's fascinating to watch it all develop live. In front of you. And of course, they know they're being broadcast. The government knows it's being broadcast. The demonstrators know it's being broadcast. It's got to affect what they do and how they act. And if they constrain themselves in any way, if they step it up in any way, it definitely affects their behavior.
I'm amazed that the reporters don't know the antidote for pepper spray. That was the one thing they kept saying. It's the protesters, they're coming around, they're so organized, they're spraying everybody if they get tear gas, and like there's this minty stuff, and it's like if you look up antidote to pepper spray, it's like Mylanta, it's antacid diluted in water.
So how many people know, why do you know that?
Because I looked it up.
But that's the reason. Did you know it before you looked it up?
Well, I didn't look it up today. I looked it up a long time ago, and I know it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I looked it up, I think it was actually in the context of the battle in Seattle
Way back ago. In 1999.
Well, yeah, I mean, I looked it up kind of researching that event and the use of tear gas and pepper spray, and through that sort of interest, I stumbled around and got to looking up what exactly the antidote is. And so, yeah, it's like Mylanta, you know, that's why it's minty.
I just fixed your microphone because it's...
No way.
It's a switch on the board, which is dirty.
Oh.
Yeah, because this board is in horrible shape, and I just touched it a little bit, and now... Try.
So just when everybody has switched to mono, they're listening with their little earpiece.
Now you're coming through on both channels. There was a little bit of static there while I was moving it, but you're fine.
Happy to be here in stereo.
Almost nobody touches anything at all.
Well, I feel equal now, I think.
Well, okay, you might feel equal, but... Well, let's just let the words speak for themselves.
Anyway, it's great to see this battle going on there.
Here's the thing that I'm curious about. You see people over there fighting the cops.
Yes.
And here is something that's inconceivable. I was saying before, if you even throw a stick in the direction of a cop, you're going to get shot at or something horrible will happen to you.
Zip-tied.
And it's a tough argument to make. Why would I advocate people being able to throw things at cops and get away with it? But the alternative to expressing anger occasionally when you're being pushed around and basically, what's the word? Just suppressed, I guess.
Manhandled.
Yeah, and we've seen that happen time and time again. But the alternative is to accept that. Mm-hmm. And to just cow under authority. And I think, you know, throwing a few things sometimes has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes me an anarchist. If so, I'll wear it proudly. But
it's dissent.
It's dissent, and dissent is not always pretty.
Sometimes dissent requires direct action.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something we don't practice enough sometimes. And I think when you look at these countries, you say, wow, you know what? These people are fearless because they won't stand for it, and they'll ride the escalation right with it. And I don't know, there's something powerful in that. And I mean, it is a modern country, Turkey. I mean, they're using non-lethal weapons, and so it's, you know, it's not really an even battle, I think, but at least there is a battle, and people can hold their ground, and it can cause a stir, and people who aren't willing to be out there and fight can perhaps make a little noise in the halls of government or wherever they see fit, but it doesn't go unnoticed and just become a fringe group. It grows, it has support, people can join them and really get behind the crux of what that dissent is about. And I think it's just we're too easily dispersed here.
It all depends on how it's presented and what happens. If the groups are presented as people who are thugs, basically just smashing things and intimidating people, then it doesn't go well. And that's true almost anywhere. But if they're seen as being suppressed by the cops and marched over and attacked, then more and more people join that. After today, when we watched basically the crowds being chased out of the square, out of the park, a park they had been chased to already, then it was it was really insane seeing them being intimidated, sprayed, pepper sprayed, tear gassed, all that. But then after the police withdrew, and they did withdraw, they came back in bigger numbers than ever, and they were emboldened by this.
Swelled. In
so
numbers.
Oftentimes, this kind of attack, whether it's an attack on your liberties or an attack on you personally, and it's witnessed by an even bigger group of people, something like that can actually strengthen you and make you realize that, well, you know what? I must be onto something if they're this afraid of me, if they're this angry and really want to keep me down.
Yeah.
But getting back to the point of knowing what to do, knowing how to protect yourself, I wonder, and maybe this is a good thing, but kids in this country, do they know how to make Molotov cocktails? I don't think they do. You know,
I know
in other countries they do. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? We're keeping this knowledge out of adults probably don't know this either around here. We don't generally do things like that. We don't throw Molotov cocktails at the authorities or at buildings or things like that.
I could.
Well, yeah, we could. We all could. We all have this in us. We're all savages deep down underneath. Not that people throwing Molotov cocktails are savages. What I'm saying is that knowing when to stand up, when to act, this is what all the quote-unquote Second Amendment people are saying, that when the revolution comes, you got to be ready, or you have to fight back against people who are attacking you. Well, you know, this happens. This happens every day in different ways, not just people kicking in your door and storming into your house and attacking your family. That's the most simplistic example of that I can think of. But there are so many other ways that your freedoms are attacked, and people need to be prepared for those in various ways. And oftentimes that means standing up and being counted and putting your ass on the line and being subject to an attack by a force so much greater than you. But you have the advantage in that you have the numbers. And
yes,
you have the sympathy of the world if the world is paying attention.
Yes.
And that's where things like knowing how to resist, how to throw a Molotov cocktail, how not to blow yourself up if you're going to do something like that, that comes in handy.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes it is justified. Oftentimes it is, as we see around the world. You can't just say, yeah, it's justified in Syria, it's justified in Turkey, it's justified in Greece and parts of Asia, but never here because we're so good. We've got it all together. And friends, that's just not so.
You know what struck me? Do we know that? What's the president's name? I'm this failing.
Barack Obama.
No, in Turkey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought your mind was going. Okay, I know that. I know this because I have the article in front of me.
Well, he was speaking.
Erdogan, I believe.
Erdogan.
Or Erdogan, that's an R.
Erdogan.
Erdogan. I can't speak to the pronunciation, but Erdogan.
He was kind of speaking and just being very, had a bit of like swagger, a little bit reminiscent of Bush, talking about how, you know, these decisions, these things must be done, you know, through the voting process and this and that and the other thing. And it just struck me, like, watching him say that, it's like, well, guess what? The government is all of those people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You get that? I mean, that's democracy, guy. Like, it's fine for you to say, like, yeah, you know, we've got, you know, offices and different departments that you can submit forms and go here and go there and
this. That always works.
It's like, he's so classic. I mean, he could be any, like, Western leader, but at some point, you got to step out of your ivory towers. You got to go out and understand that on the street, where the people are, the attitudes are a little different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't care about your secretary in this office for this legislator who's going to accept this call or write you down that you came and said congressperson, blah, 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 whatever you care about.
It's great. That's awesome. But sometimes it's not as immediate. It's not as direct. And it doesn't inspire other citizens. I mean, how many parties, how many times do you go and sit and talk about, well, I just got off the phone with my congressperson today. I mean, that's not exactly something you discuss, you know, maybe with friends at a little get-together. You know, you don't, it's not inspiring either. Oh, really? You sat at home and you know, complained, essentially, to some legislator. Or you know, oh, I'm voting. Well, you know, voting in and of itself in America can be a bit of a contentious thing amongst friends when you talk about it. But mm-hmm. if you're like, yeah, you know what? I was down at Occupy. I was, you know, in the federal plaza in Chicago before we invaded Iraq. You know, I was there and I heard the drums and I saw the people talk about what kind of storm they were going to start politically. That's a lot more inspiring, and that, you know, people feel that it resonates. And, you know, so it's just hilarious to see this president kind of fall into this kind of news speak and, you know, political thing of saying, well, we will not hand, you know, these hooligans, blah, blah, blah. They're not hooligans. They are you. They are the government.
Mm-hmm.
They put you there. They'll take you away.
Yes.
By hook or by crook.
This guy, he wants to be a Western leader. He obviously right. wants Turkey to be part of the EU. I think that's part of his platform as well. And doesn't look so good when people are put down this way. Not that any country in the EU is above this themselves, but it's certainly an embarrassment to see this kind of mayhem going on in the streets and to see the way the authorities have dealt with it. And basically, it's historic times as far as seeing where this is going to go next. Is pointing to that whole thing that leaders point to, that these people are not part of the process, they're not part of the people, and they certainly are. Those are the people. They might not even be the majority of the people. They might be a strong minority. Who knows? But the fact is, when he says things like, this is not part of the electoral process, well, neither is tearing down a beloved park. Yeah. I don't think people voted for that. This is something that a government did that betrayed the interest of people that clearly didn't want something like that. And not listening to the people, unless it's election day, not listening to them when something like this is going on, that's a betrayal right there. And that needs to be looked at and addressed. And this isn't going away anytime soon. And if anything, it's going to spread. There have been protests and demonstrations in other parts of Turkey as well that have been put down pretty quickly and violently.
So. Leaders like this really need to understand the immediacy of direct action like that and actually understand that they could participate. They could stand up to some of these interests. It's not politically unfavorable to stick your neck out on an issue like that, especially if you see what people are willing to do
mm-hmm.
for you as a leader. That's noble. That's inspiring. You could actually harness the people and really have their ear. You don't have to just participate in these, like, sweetheart deals or whatever sort of day-to-day thing you just expect to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sort of unimpressed with leaders like that. I think Obama started to talk a little bit about that with regards to some other issues that are going on. You know, it doesn't have to just be that you go along with everybody around you, your yes men, whatever, in the government. You can change your stance. You can get behind the people and say, you know what? They have a point. Let's do something different now.
It's rare that somebody will actually do that because they're around those people all the time, the people that are whispering in their ear and telling them what to do. And to basically stand up to them is more frightening than standing up to the vast majority of the people out there because you're isolated from them. And
or worried about your career.
Right. But it's a mistake that almost all leaders make where they become isolated and they forget how powerful people actually are when they get together.
Yeah.
And which is why getting them together is discouraged in every single regime.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if we only realized how powerful we could be if we ever got together, things would change quite a bit in whatever direction we decide they should go in. But we got to agree. We got to agree on things. We got to realize what's important, what's not important.
Mm.
And there might be some of that down the road. There mm-hmm. might be some of that. There have been some news developments in the past couple of days that certainly have brought a lot of people from different camps together.
Really?
And yeah, absolutely. People don't want to be spied upon. They don't want to have... their emails read and their phone calls tracked or tapped or what have you.
What?
So it's something. Yeah, it's a lesson we all have to learn. And we're going to talk more about that on tomorrow's show. On
absolutely,
Off
the
Hook.
There's a lot to talk about with regards to the.
Don't want to do the same show twice, but we are aware, and we're certainly in the midst of it and talking to people and things like that. So tune in tomorrow for that particular discussion. Unless people want to call in today and talk about it too,
we're up please. To that. No, we'd love to talk to the listeners. It was really cool to talk to people last week and stuff. So
and we're going to open the phones up in just a little bit. And
yes.
If we can get them put back together again, we'll take some phone calls.
Absolutely.
All right. But as far as the political process here in this country, a state appeals court is considering whether to allow New York City to ban oversized sodas and other large sugary drinks at city restaurants as part of its war on diabetes and obesity. Now, there are people apparently who are in favor of diabetes and obesity because they say that this is unconstitutional and infuriating, and they're really taking to the streets. And this is these are our battles, okay? In this country, this is what we care about. Oversized, the right for us to drink oversized sodas, I guess without getting up to get another one, because no one has said you can't get two medium-sized sodas to feed your diabetes habit. But they're saying you can't get, like, you know, a 6-gallon cup of whatever in one sitting. And people say, that's my right. Thomas Jefferson fought for that and whatnot. Anyway, the city's Board of Health enacted a rule last year that would put a 16-ounce limit on sweetened beverages at all city-licensed eateries. Excuse me. The regulation would apply to thousands of fast food joints, fine restaurants, and sports stadiums. What's a fine restaurant? They say that like it's a thing.
Fine dining.
You know, I hear that phrase.
Place with a bar.
The places that don't let me in. That's what that is? Fine.
It's a white tablecloth. And,
that's fine. That makes it fine.
Like metal cutlery. Perhaps glassware.
I usually get metal cutlery wherever I go. They don't make me have the plastic unless I'm on a plane or something. But okay. I mean, it's a comparative way of speaking fine as opposed to okay, you know?
Well, it's fine as in, like, fine-tuning, fine...
That's not how they mean it, though.
Fine art.
They're saying it's... Okay, you know what? This is another discussion. But anyway, regulation applies to thousands of fast food joints, fine restaurants, and sports stadiums.